Travis Osmond himself, this time with the Lincoln County Weed and Pest. Travis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for stopping by today.
So good to be here.
I know you're loving, just loving this extended winter.
Yes.
Right now.
I absolutely love the deep snow, the cold temperatures, waking up to more snow and more cold temperatures. And then guess what? It's more snow.
More snow.
And more cold temperatures. I don't know. This is the first year. I've been here 12 years now. And this is the first year I'm like, I don't know. I think going south for the winter is where it's at.
Go back to that Central Utah stuff.
I need to see if my board members will go for that. But I don't think they're going to be too excited
about
that.
Just be one of those snowbird guys. Yeah. It's all office work this time of year anyway, no, isn't it?
There's a lot of shop work. You know?
Okay.
So, I mean, we're doing all the trucks and we're doing all of the sprayers and we're applying for grants, finishing up last year's grants. So a lot of that office stuff, yeah, I could do from home. You know, so I could do somewhere where it's sunny. I don't know. I've had the blah this year bad.
Well, let's talk about things that happen in the warm summertime.
Yes.
Like agriculture, and you have your big growers meeting coming up later this month.
We do, Duke. This is our 11th annual grower producer meeting for the farmers and ranchers and anybody that just wants to come learn about the soil and how to grow things here in Star Valley. Again, this is our 11th year putting this on. It's gotten bigger and bigger every year. We're excited. It's March 22nd at the Civic Center in Afton, but we're starting a little later this year. We're going to start at 4 p.m. We always hear from the bus drivers that can't make it and the other people that are out, you know, have a job, can't make it. So we're going to do it later in the evening. We're only going to run it for 4 hours. We're going to feed you dinner. And you can look at my smiling face.
What else do you need? Why? What other incentive is there than that one?
I mean, for real, so, right? I mean, if you could just come have a plate of soup and look at Travis's face, what else is there in life? What? I mean, I can see you're going to be in the lineup.
I wasn't planning it, but now, I mean, with that.
And that's why I wanted that to be the tagline this morning, because if that doesn't draw people in, then we're all.
Nothing's going to do it.
I mean, forget about the fact we're going to be talking about, you know, different grain options for the valley. We're going to do some Roundup Ready hay. We're going to have some financial planners there. Actually, you know, people that have kids that want to be part of the ranch or, you know, have a ranch or a farm and don't know what to do with it. We're going to have a guy there that's going to talk about some of the things that maybe you should have on your mind. Anyway, just lots of good stuff like that. We're going to touch on some fertilizer topics and stuff that we think will help the growers in the valley. It's all free admission. We just ask that you call the Weed and Pest and RSVP so we know how much food to plan for you.
Travis Osmond, Lincoln County Weed and Pest in studio in the annual growers meeting happening March 22nd. You've mentioned some of the topics, some of the things that you're going over. Bottom line, what is the big deal for this? Why should people attend?
I think that just the fact that we live in Star Valley and that we are trying to make a living off the soil, at least if we're not making a living, we're trying to be productive with the soil. Star Valley is a very unique place. We have like 45 frost-free days. And so we have to capitalize on what we've got. And so knowing that, it's very tricky to do that, whether we're trying to grow a vegetable garden, whether we're trying to grow barley, whether we're trying to grow alfalfa, or we're just going to stick with meadow hay and grow grass hay. There's always something that we can learn. And so we've launched this 11 years ago just to provide information, places where farmers and ranchers can go. And we try to tailor it every year to the issues that we ran in this past year. Because with the Weed and Pest, I'm in every field in Star Valley every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pleasure to get to know these great people. It's a pleasure to work with them and try to help their production increase, because that's what agriculture is all about. Just keep doing better. Be a better steward of the land. A lot of what we're seeing right now is we're getting a lot of move-ins, and they're coming from where they're living on a tenth of an acre lot to now all of a sudden they have 5 acres, and they have no idea what to do with 5 acres other than just let the weeds grow. And they don't understand. So some of this is geared towards that. However, on the in April, and I'll be talking to you later, we're having this same meeting kind of on a scaled down portion for people that own small acreages.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going to touch on that next month. But yeah, this is geared mainly towards people that are growing in production agriculture and or raising livestock, cows, horses, that sort of thing.
Okay, so those in the industry per se, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Travis Osmond, again, Lincoln County Weed and Pest. Do you get a lot of the agricultural sprayers are hoping to get some credits with this? This all counts towards that ag spray license, correct?
Yes. So for your commercial spray licenses, yes.
Okay.
Will. Yep. Not private. Wyoming doesn't allow us to give you CEU credits for private applicators. That's all run through the Extension Service, but you can definitely get CEU credits towards your commercial applicator's license.
Perfect.
By coming, absolutely. And if there are any crop advisors out there like myself, you can get CEU credits towards your crop advisor certification also.
This is happening March 22nd, Afton Civic Center.
Yep.
4 p.m. Absolutely free. Just give a heads up, RSVP, right?
Absolutely free. Bring your spouse. Come have a good time.
Any entertainment this year?
Yeah, you've done that Brooks. In the past.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Garth Brooks will be there. He's going to do a little rendition of Mama Love Daddy or whatever that was. And
if you dress up as
and then
Brooks,
I thought
Travis.
That I would do a Donny Osmond impersonation.
Oh, you could.
I'm really good.
I bet.
I'm just twice his size. But I'm really good. Singing Puppy Love. Have you ever heard me sing Puppy Love?
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to find? I can pull up a karaoke track right now
if
you want.
Well, we need to discuss the check.
Oh.
So I don't do that.
My smile's not enough for you. Your smile's good, but not mine.
Let me just say that it's in high demand, okay? When Travis sings Puppy Love, and we can call Uncle Donnie too, he can vouch for it because he's probably never heard me sing it, but he knows I can do it.
I've never had an interview go this far off the rails is what just happened. I've never had this happen before.
And of course, there might possibly be a guest appearance of AC/DC.
Oh, wow.
So we want everybody to come and see what surprises. We will for sure be having door prizes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Fair enough. Travis, thanks so much for coming in. Anything we missed about the growers meeting?
No, just appreciate you, Duke. Come and see us. Come learn some things. Be a better steward of your property and your ground. Learn a few things. Rub elbows with the great growers in our valley. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's happening March 22nd, the annual growers meeting at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds at the Afton Civic Center. Thanks, Travis.
Thank you, Duke.